Well, I don't need to tell you that the royal wedding is tomorrow. If you watch TV, you've already heard.
We are officially on the road to the royal wedding.
Of course, the eyes of the world are on Prince Harry and Meghan Markle this week.
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are incorporating both American and British traditions. Good morning to you.
Uniforms perfectly pressed, horses trotting in step. Even Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's carriage gets a final formal dress rehearsal this morning.
That's right. Once again, American television has descended en masse to the UK to record every second of the nuptials of Prince Harry and TV actress Meghan Markle. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans joins us with more. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
And, you know, there's so much about this particular wedding that is made for TV. Prince Harry has lived his whole life basically in the spotlight. Meghan Markle is a screen actress. She co-starred in the USA series Suits. Her character actually got married on the show recently. Let's take a listen.
I know that I fought it at first, but now, Mike, I can't imagine living alongside anyone else for the rest of my life.
What is it about this couple that you think TV and American TV can't get enough of?
Well, you're going to hear this a lot over the next few days. It's a real-life Cinderella story. I mean, you know, not only is Markle American, but she's biracial and she's a divorcee. So it is tough to imagine somebody who, on the surface, would be less likely to be marrying into the royal family. But she seems perfect for the role. And for people who love the monarchy, you know, it's a way to sort of modernize this institution that gets a lot of criticism. And for those who hate it, she's at least a breath of fresh air from outside the established aristocracy that might have provided somebody as a partner to Prince Harry. So for TV, it's this live event that they can plan for months in advance, and it'll draw viewers in a way that a lot of scripted television won't. It's a perfect event for live television.
Except that it starts so early in the morning. I saw that CNN is starting its coverage on Saturday at 4 a.m. Eastern time because, of course, Britain is far ahead in time. So Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, by the way, were already the subjects of a Lifetime movie that aired last weekend. Here's how it portrayed their first date.
I'm Meghan.
Hello. Yeah, I'm Harry. You look...
Thank you. I'm going to actually need you to hold off on the compliments until you have apologized for being 40 minutes late.
Was I? Sorry, I didn't realize.
Oh, my gosh. Now I have to go back and watch that.
The royals, they're just like the rest of us.
Oh, my God. And that drew over 2 million viewers. What attracts American audiences to all things royal? I mean, I have to say I'm a huge fan of The Crown. I would watch it again. But you know, what about this stuff?
Well, it's weird. You know, it sounds simplistic, but it is a real-life soap opera. I mean, it's a way to sort of look at these people who live this life, this rarefied life that most of us will never get near. But, you know, their trials and tribulations are dissected by the press and are covered by paparazzi and tabloids. And I think they love seeing these people act out a love story that does seem to almost be perfectly made for television, a perfect synthesis of all these stories that we've told ourselves through the years about how this stuff is supposed to work and how Prince Charming is supposed to find his Cinderella. In the end, I do think that you have to ask some serious questions about how much sense it makes to idolize an institution like this. And of course, you never want to be the party pooper at someone's wedding. This is an important event for the two of them, and certainly I wish them all the best. But one of the drawbacks of this is that we're not going to have a lot of discussion about how appropriate it is to even idolize people like this or an institution like this. And really, that's the kind of discussion I would hope we might have somewhere as we spend, you know, millions and millions of dollars to cover this.
So where are you going to be watching the royal wedding, Eric? What channel are you going to choose?
I don't know. There's so much to choose from, right? So all the major networks are going to be covering it live. We've already seen, if you watch morning television, you've seen people like Hoda Kotb and Gail King from CBS and NBC already there. And then they're going to be joined by more people later. As you said, their coverage is going to start at like 4 or 5 a.m. Right. We're going to see streaming. You know, people are going to have it online. BBC America is going to cover it live if you want the British flavor. But my favorite coverage is going to come from Will Ferrell and Molly Shannon playing Cord and Tish, 7:30 a.m. on HBO. They're going to play these fake commentators who covered the Rose Parade too. And so now you'll get to see even sardonic parody coverage marriage from Will Ferrell and Molly Shannon if you don't want to watch this serious stuff.
That's what I'm going to watch. Eric Deggans, NPR TV critic, thank you.
Thank you.